what a great weekend this is going to be for gardening.
Yes, it's a good time for me to do more weeding.
That sounds like fun. Here yeah. I am, jealous of you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Think again. It is a bittersweet time of year for gardeners. We get to enjoy our flowers and plants at the prime of their lives. But we also know their days are numbered as we get closer to that first frost, which in Toronto is likely still a month away. Joining us to talk about September garden life and how we can plan for next year's growing season, our friend Charlie Dobbin joins us. Charlie is the host of Zoomer Radio's Garden Show, Saturday mornings at 9. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Jane. I can't believe you used the F word.
She's got a potty mouth, that Jane Brown.
Is that about right, about a month from now?
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty green and sunny and hot at my place. Hard to imagine that there's any frost coming anytime soon. But you're right. It will at some point knock down, particularly the annuals and any vegetables that we have still kicking around in the garden.
So, Charlie, obviously, yeah, people are going to be getting out into the garden this weekend. It feels like a shame if we're thinking of shutting down our gardens and prepping them for winter. And we don't have to, especially with this weather. What are some things we can be doing to keep the gardens going throughout the next month or so?
Well, I mean, at my house, I'll tell you, I'm seriously into harvest. This has been a bumper year, and anybody who's been growing, anything edible, particularly where we do have to harvest it before winter, is busy, whether they're canning or freezing or eating nonstop tomatoes. And of course, the zucchinis, I think, are pretty much done. But just the idea of, making sure that we're cleaning up, harvesting the garden, always remember it's preventative. You want to avoid problems by doing preventative care. So as you're moving through different gardens, as Jane mentioned, weeding is important. Make sure you're always pulling those weeds because you don't want them going to flower. One weed can equal, thousands next year. And the same thing with diseases. Any diseased foliage that's dropped early, powdery mildew, that sort of thing, just clean it up as you go.
Okay, and what about perennials? So the perennials that have finished flowering, how far down should we cut them? Should we cut them at all? How does that work?
I don't do a lot of cutting of my perennials. I'm trying to think of, okay, so the one perennial I do cut down in the fall are my peonies, but not until frost. So there are a few that, it's why. It's because peonies come up so early in the spring. If you don't cut them down in the fall, you won't be able to cut them down in the spring because they'll be popping up and the old stems will still be kicking around. But you know what? I leave hostas. I always leave, the black-eyed Susans and the Rudbeckia. Leave those because the seeds will feed birds. So think about what your perennials can bring to the beauty of the winter garden, but also to the wildlife.
We're talking to Charlie Dobbin, host of The Garden Show, heard here on Zoomer Radio Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. This weekend, a perfect weekend to get out into the garden, enjoy this fall weather, the fall harvest. Charlie, let's talk trends for a second. What were some trends that we saw this past summer that were very popular among gardeners? And what are some trends that we're expecting to see for next spring and summer's gardening season?
Well, what's one trend we just can't avoid, Andy, is climate change. That's a trend. And that trend is affecting the land and our gardens and obviously our whole, nature in general. I mean, think of in Toronto, the flooding was, record-breaking. The rainfall was record-breaking. We don't have rain storms anymore. We have rain events. Now, what does that mean for the gardener? It means planning in advance, thinking about how to keep that water moving away from your home because you don't want water piling up against your foundation. But then again, you don't want that water just pouring down into the street, down into the storm sewers because they get overwhelmed. And before you know it, the sanitary sewers are backing up into our basements. So it's really, really important to be thinking about it. And there's some very interesting work being done in the design world on ways to keep the water on the property so that it infiltrates into your soil, feeding, obviously watering the trees, but also just being there for the future. Right. So limiting hard surfaces, trying to work with even like there's permeable pavers, which are paving stones that look like regular paving stones, but actually allow water to percolate through them, avoiding things like asphalt, you know, staying with pea gravel and lots of mulch and ways to really keep the water working for you over the long term.
We only have just a minute left here, not even, Charlie. When should we be planting our bulbs for the spring gardens?
Soon as you get them, usually. Soon as you get the bulbs, get them out into the ground.
Now? Can you do it now?
Yeah, for sure. You can do it now. Particularly as you purchase them now, get them in the ground now.
Okay.
Garlic, I plant in mid-October, so I wait till the ground is a little cooler because we don't want to get it growing early. So if you're planting garlic, wait another month. But otherwise, yeah, it's lawn repair time. Anybody who's got unhappy bits to their lawn, perfect time to be repairing. And absolutely get the bulbs in the ground as soon as you get them.
And what's happening on the garden show this Saturday?
So this Saturday, I'm in studio, which is a bit unusual. I usually broadcast from home. So I'm in studio. I've got a special guest. His name is Jonas Spring. He runs a company called EcoSense, which is a very interesting landscape company based in Toronto that is all about working with nature. So again, it's valuing the land, calling yourself a steward rather than an owner of your land.
Sounds good. Saturday at 9, Charlie Dobbin. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot for calling.